listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Is God your lifeline? Is he? I ask you this morning, is he your lifeline? Is he the bloodline that pumps through you? Is he what you're about? Is he what you think about? When you wake up in the morning, are you craving your word? Or are you craving something else? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Listen, this is Landon. I really appreciate you tuning in this morning, Saturday morning. Get up. Wake somebody up. Wake yourself up. Get some coffee. Get settled real quick. Grab your Bible. You're going to want a pen and paper, or take your phone and put it on record and set it next to the speaker. There's a lot in this teaching, so I'm going to have to roll through it pretty quick. But it would be very beneficial for you if you could make it in a manner where you can go back across it. Well, you know what? You can do that by going on demand. You can listen live right now online, WCNO. That's WCNO.com. Look for the official site, the one that says WCNO.com. Click on it. Bam. There's a microphone right there that says listen live. Click it. You're in. Anytime, same thing. Underneath that microphone is a little thing that says on demand. Bam. Click the on demand. Pull up the calendar that pops up and pick whoever. I'd like for you to pick me Saturday morning at 8:30, Lifeline. But whatever, get some teaching. Get some teaching in you. Get some word of God in you, all right? Anyway, good morning again. We're going to pray in a minute so I can get myself right, get my flesh crucified, spirit risen up, so that God can speak through me and teach us both what we need to hear from him. All right, so you got that, WCNO.com. Right now, on demand whenever. Also, during the week, if you need help, need prayer, don't understand a scripture, just want to talk about your problems and say, what verse can I use to overcome this natural world? TryLifeline@gmail.com. That's TryLifeline@gmail.com. I'll give you that again in the end. All right. I need donations too. So I want you to get your financial seed ready. Get your mind ready on, I need to sow to this ministry. This cost these guys out of their pocket, man. They want to come share the word. Sometimes it gets tight. Life happens, things happen, home repairs, just like you, same thing. But if you want to sow into this ministry, we would really appreciate it, gratefully appreciate it. And I promise you this, we'll take your seed and take your check and say, Father, please bless this person because they're sowing. It's not for us. You're not giving me money. It's not going to my gas tank or nothing to do with me. But you're giving into the kingdom. You're giving to keep us on the air. We'll say, Father, please, this person gave to you out of their heart. They decided I'm going to stroke a check to keep the gospel on the air for this program called Lifeline. God will honor that. God will honor that. All right, look, get your Bibles real quick. I want you to turn to Ephesians 3. Get to Ephesians 3. We're going to start with verse 16. But let me tell you this. This week, this is what God said. Now, either way, I'm like, is it for me? Am I supposed to give it on the air? God just drops it on you. He said exactly this. And I think here's the problem going on today in our society. He said, how are you going to know me personally when you only address me in public? I mean, it just hit home because I see myself as the church body and I see so many people in church bodies. And I realize that in the church, it's all about, oh, praise Jesus. Oh, bless you, brother. I'll pray for you, brother. Hey, I love you, brother, in the name of Jesus. It's all that in the church. But when you're not in the church and you're on your clock at work, who are you then? How are you going to know me? This is what God, this is directly from his mouth to me that this week. He said, how are you going to know me personally when you only address me in public? And it could be worse. There are some that don't address him at all. So at least in the church you address him, but in the church you address him because it's a safe haven. It feels good. You're in the body or the building where you're supposed to say the name of Jesus, where it's okay to raise your hands. Outside of there, it's not, so you don't. God said, you won't know me like that. You won't know me. You'll end up playing church. You'll get caught in a religious game of playing church. You'll never really get to know me. So you'll never really get to experience me, my goodness, my fullness, my power, and my love towards you. You'll hear about it, but you'll never really taste it. Father God, we come to you this morning, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of Yeshua, by the power of you, God Almighty, We come to you this morning and ask you just to crucify, strip us of our flesh. This is for me and everybody listening right now. If you really want to hear from God, you need to agree with me in this prayer, okay? If you want to get this teaching this morning, enter in the spirit and lay that flesh down for a moment. Father, help us become one with you for a moment. Strip me of my own natural thoughts in my mind and the business up there and the merry-go-round that goes around often in times in business and whatever. We lay it down now at your feet. We just want to be washed clean. We want to hear from you today. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear your unction. We want the spirit. We want to be strengthened and guided on the inside with our inner man, that we become Christ-like. In Jesus' name, I speak to you this way, Father God, through the power, the anointing, and the blessing, and the gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Ephesians 3, listen to this. Hang on, I got an eyelash, guys. Hang on. Driving me, can't see. There you go. Hey. All right. Ephesians 3, he says this. This is Paul's prayer for the church. Now, Paul's praying for the church at Ephesus. It could be whatever church you go to, okay? Paul's prayer for the church was this, that you be granted. He said, I wish that he would grant you, this is God, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. There's a lot there. Listen to that. Pay attention to that quote. Paul says, listen, church, I wish that God, according to the riches of his glory, I hope that he strengthens you with might by his spirit. That's the critical part of this you got to get. Strengthened with might by his spirit. Getting strengthened with might by the spirit opposes getting strengthened in the natural. It's kind of the same. You work out in the natural to get muscular, to get thin, to get fit, to get all that. It's the same thing in the spirit. When you exercise the spirit, you begin to grow and get strengthened by the word of God and by the spirit. So he said, Paul said that he would grant you according to his riches now to be strengthened with might by his spirit. The only way to get the might of God is by his spirit. Where? In the inner man. In the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, will now be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height, and to know the love of God. Excuse me, he actually says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Whoa. So I'm going to know the love of Christ? And it passes your knowledge. Here's the problem. We try to do godly things by thinking them out. Wrong deal. You got to do them by the might. He just said that you're strengthened with might in your inner man. How? By the Spirit. So the Spirit goes inside of you. He's in your inner man. The Spirit is the strength of God. He's the might of God. He's the power of God. So he speaks to you. He guides you. He tells you. He strengthens you to do these things because you know God, because you spent time in his word and you fell in love with him. You know the love of Christ and it passes your knowledge. He says that on purpose because we try to do it by knowledge. He said, don't even do that. You can't get there. This love that God has for you, that's strengthened in you by his spirit in your inner man with his might because of your love for his son, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. How would you like to be filled with all the fullness of God? He's offering it to you today by his spirit. He said, you'll be strengthened with might by my spirit in your inner man, and you'll be filled with all the fullness of God. Now he says, now unto him that is able, this ain't no joke, unto him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Why? Because his ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Where? How? How is this possible, Landon? He sums the verse up with this, verse 20, Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Woo! What is that? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. The one he said appear to be strengthened with might by his spirit in your inner man. If you want that today, I'm going to proceed with this pretty quick. So I'm telling you, you better take notes. You better put your phone by the speaker so you can record this and go back over it, whatever the case is. Pull it up on demand. But right now, feel free to call here. Feel free to call here, 221-1100, 221-1100, and say, that's me. I'll confess right now, Landon, before you and everybody on this airwave and God Almighty himself, which is the most important confession you're going to make, I want that. I want that. I'll make a commitment today. I'll start this very day on the 14th. I'll note it on my calendar that today's the day I called up and said, you know what? I want that. I want to pant for God's word. I want to thirst for God's word until he starts to reveal himself to me. I want to be strengthened with might, real might, spiritual might, that I can defeat the enemy in my life, that I can turn my household around, that I can be the woman of God or man of God that I was intended to be. He says, you'll be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. If you want the spirit of God in your inner man now, call up here and ask for it. I can't give it to you, but I'll agree with you, and God will honor his word. He will give you strength by his spirit in your inner man. 221-1100. It's there for your taking. I'm offering you something you can't buy at Walmart. I'm offering you something you can't pick up anywhere but here. Through the Bible, through the word of God is the only place you can get this. 888-221-8990 if you're out of town. So you got 221-1100 if you're local. You can call up, make a covenant with God right now. Say, man, God, I want to make a covenant with you. I want to abide in your word. I want to be your child. And I want to be strengthened with might in my inner man. Because I tell you what, Lord, I'm falling apart. On the inside, I'm a whole nother person that people don't know about. My facade is good. What people see is good. But on the inside, I'm a broken vessel, man. I'm so hurt. Life is throwing me all kinds of curveballs. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to think. You need strength with might in your inner man. 888-221-8990. You better get it. You better get it. You think it's a joke? Go through this world without it. You can go through it miserable all you want. You can trudge through this world getting beat to death. If that's how you want to live, that's absolutely ridiculous. But you can do that. It's your choice. Now, if you want to be led and guided by the Spirit, listen to this. How are you going to know me personally, said God, when you only address me in public? Oh, bless you, brother. That doesn't mean you're a Christian. I'll pray for you. Oh, don't worry, Susie. I'll pray for you. I promise I'll pray for you this week. That don't mean you're a Christian. Half people say they never pray for that person anyway. You want the truth? It's just something you say. It's a cordial thing to say. May God be with you. That doesn't mean you're a Christian. Because you go to church on Sunday, that doesn't mean you're a Christian. It doesn't mean you're Christ-like. When people see you at the ball game, are you Christ-like? When they bump into you at the grocery store, are you Christ-like? When your tire blows on your car, are you Christ-like? Or are you like, man, bleep this, bleep and bleep? You know what I mean? Who are you on the inside? Who are you at home behind closed doors? If I was to interview your family, if I was to interview your children and say, hey, what does daddy sound like at home? And put a microphone up and say, mimic your daddy. What would come flying out of the mouth? Mimic your mama when she comes home from work. What's it sound like? What does she say? What kind of things does she say when she's cooking? You know, this is who you are. What's inside of you is who you are, not what people see. Jesus said this. He said, you need to seek first the kingdom of God. Before you mean first, before what, Landon? Everything. We get up in the morning, we seek the coffee. We get up in the morning, we seek the cigarette. We get up in the morning, we seek the TV, we got to seek the news. Whatever it is you're seeking, we get up in the morning and our mind is fixated on something. You better get it fixated on the kingdom of God. How's that found? Through the word of God. There is no way. Everything I'm teaching today is only found in the word of God. Life is in the word of God. The kingdom is in the word of God. The spirit is in the word of God. The help you need is in the word of God. The answers you're looking for are in the word of God. Every single thing pertaining to life and godliness and health, prosperity, I don't mean financial gain. I mean a well spirit. A well spirit that makes you whole on the inside. So you're sound minded. So your thinking's pure. Your thoughts are pure. Your motives are pure. Your love is real. You don't love someone because I'm going to do this for them because they're going to do that for me. No. You love them because God dwells in you and you want to love them. You want to love them. Where I work, I'm pretty, I won't say popular, but a lot of people come in and ask for me. You know why? They think I'm great. They think I'm nice. It's nothing to do with it. They see God. They don't know what they're seeing. I'm on another man's clock, so I can't sit there and just praise Jesus. I don't work at a religious institution or a church type atmosphere where I'm allowed to do that. It's a business, and I handle the man's business the way he tells me to. But people see God in me. They come in, they're like, I don't know what, he's just so nice, and I just like him. The light shines. They're attracted to the God in me. They come in because they like the Jesus. They like the joy they see. They like the good attitude they see. They like the kind words I speak to them. They don't realize what it is. Some of them probably do. Some of them probably don't. But what they see is the image of God, and they're attracted to that. People will be drawn unto you. Jesus said, I will draw all men unto me. When he is the light on the inside of you, you'll watch people get attracted to the God in you. Jesus said you need to seek first. What does that mean? Before my this or after my this? It means first. It should be the only thing that possesses, controls, and really rules your mind to the fact that you got to have it, you pant for it. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Then he goes a step further. And we all quote this. Oh, yeah, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto me. Yeah, I know that verse. No, you don't. You can quote it. But are you doing? Do you get up in the morning and the Bible's the first thing you go for? 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour in the Word is the first thing you do. You pant for the Word to set the course of your day, to keep the demons away, to keep your spirit strengthened, to keep the attacks of the enemy totally annihilated, because the Word has strengthened you to put the Word on it. He said, you need to seek me first thing in the morning, first thing. And then you seek my righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You seek to live in a manner that is in right standings with me. That's what that means, that righteousness. To be in right standings with God. Now you see John 10:27. Let's talk about how do I do that, Landon? I hear you, but I've never really been able to do that. People, you guys preach that stuff, but it doesn't really work for me. Well, John 10:27, he said, all right, my sheep. So if he is the master shepherd of you, if you say, I'm a part of the flock of God, I really am. I'm a sheep for the Lord. I do what he says. I am his servant. He is my master. I follow him. I really do. Okay. Let's check ourselves. Me also now. I'm not just preaching to you like I'm above all this. I'm just like you. He says right here, my sheep hear my voice. I'm going to let that sink in a minute. If you're a sheep that says, I belong to Jesus, he is my master shepherd, I love him, I follow him, he said, okay, very good. Then that means that you hear my voice. Because Jesus said in John 10:27, look it up for yourself, John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Do you see that? First thing of, I am truly a disciple of the Lord. I'm truly a follower of Jesus Christ. He's my master shepherd. I'm his sheep. Then that means that you hear his voice, right? Jesus said so. And then he says, I know them. Them who? Them that hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them that hear my voice. And you know what? They follow me. Why? Because they hear my voice. They know where to go. They know what to do. They know what not to do. When they're about to go there, I say, don't do that and don't go there. And they go, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Lord, I won't go there. They followed me. Look it up. It means to accompany me. So we accompany him. If we're truly his sheep, we hear his voice and we accompany him. Or the second definition in the Greek was to be in the same way with. If Jesus came down today and went and did something, and 2 hours later you went and did the same thing, people go, man, he looks just like Jesus. I saw Jesus do that last Wednesday. I saw Landon go Friday and do the exact same thing. You're in the same way as. Your mannerism, your thought, your speech, your heart motives, the same power of God dwells inside of him that dwells inside of you. John 12:26. Listen to this one. He says, if any man serve me, okay? If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. If any man serve me, let him follow me. Here we go. Same thing. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. Who? Them that hear my voice. And they follow me. Because they hear me, they know where to go. If any man serve me, let him follow me. He says in John 12:26. If any man says, I serve the Lord, then you should be following the Lord. You get up in the morning and you seek his face. You seek his direction. Lord, I just woke. My eyes are open. I got my word. Tell me what you want me to be meditating on for the day. Give me the verse of the day, because that person's going to cross my path and they're going to need this exact verse. Tell me what I need today to be equipped to be used by you. Get in your word and get your armor on so you can give it out. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be also. How's that possible? Because you hear his voice. If any man follow me, look at this again now, John 12:26. If any man serve me, and there's no qualification. You just have to serve him. Any man. He don't care what you are, what size, what color, nothing. He said, look, man, if you'll serve me, then let him follow me. That's how he knows you're serving him. You'll follow me. You hunt, hound, and seek me. You wake up in the morning, you seek my face. If I say turn right, you go right. If I say go left, you go left. If I was hired to follow you, what would I do? I can't lose sight of you. If the CIA hires somebody to follow somebody, they cannot lose sight of that person. Their whole job is, and their whole income is based on, do not lose sight of this person, period. No matter what you do, never lose sight of them. He says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Never lose sight of me. Keep me in your eyes at all times, so that if I need to go over here to the right to do something for somebody, you're right there as my servant ready to do it. If I need to go to the left to do something for somebody, you're right there as my servant ready to go do it. How? Because you were strengthened with might. Remember, we go back here that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Ephesians 3:17. Ephesians 3:17. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. He dwells. He lives in my heart. How? By faith. What does that mean, Landon? The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. I'm telling you, when you put this whole message or any message from any preacher ever, anywhere, at all time into a boiling pot and boil it down, it's boiled down and it comes to the word of God. If you've got no word of God, you will not follow anything. You'll follow stuff, but it won't be godly. Let me say that. You will not follow anything that has to do with Christ is what I'm trying to say. If you do not have the word, so everything we teach you is rooted and grounded in the word that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Faith is what? The substance of what we hope for and the evidence of what we cannot see. How do I get it? The Bible says faith comes by hearing. Well, how do I learn to hear? And hearing by the word of God. It's back to the word of God. Until you begin to pant and crave this word of God like nothing else in your world, none of this will work for you. Now, when you begin to do this, you'll start to see things happen. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, Jesus says, where I am physically, where my spirit goes to do the ministry of the work of the gospel, there shall my servant be also. Why? Because he's in the word. He hears from God. He is the sheep that knows the voice. Jesus said, I know them and they follow me. Why? Because they can hear the guidance of the Spirit. Why? Because Ephesians said, remember 3:17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, what's that mean in the word? In the love of God, found, manifested through his word. You're serving him. You're in the word. You're rooted. You're grounded. He's in your heart and you serve him by faith. That comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God for the 25th time. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be also. You'll be in the same place as he is right when he wants to be there. Therefore, you'll see God move. When you're there, when he speaks to you and says, go over here, I have a work to do. Go see so-and-so and I'll tell you what to do when you get there. And you do it, then God begins to move in your life. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. How'd you like to be honored by Jehovah God? Whew, pretty good deal. This is not a bad deal. Jesus says, serve me and I'll have my Father honor you. No, you won't honor him. God will honor you in your lifestyle, in your family, in your marriage, in your fruit. Listen to this. Let me guess. Oh, Landon, I'm a Christian. Come on, nobody lives that right. I'm a Christian. I'm a devoted follower of Christ. Okay, here's the check and balance system then. When is the last time you've seen a move of God? When? Tell me the date and time. When is the last time you have seen a move of God? Why? My sheep hear my voice. I was in a church and heard a man from the pulpit. He said, if you are out there in this congregation today and you're one of those who claim that you hear God's voice, I'd like for you to see me after the service because I have never, ever had God speak to me. I heard a man deliver this message in a church of 750 people. I was like, wow, Jesus says the opposite. He says, my sheep hear my voice. If you belong to my flock, you will hear. I want to speak to you. I want you to go over here. I want you to help people. I want you to lay hands on people. I want you to heal people. I want you to cast out devils. And the only way you can do it is if you hear my voice. If you go on your own accord, nothing's going to happen. You're a showman. You got a lot of pride and you're trying to look religious. I don't operate like that, God says. I'll tell you where to go and you'll hear my voice. I'll tell you who to see. And when you go and follow me and where I am, there shall you be also, you'll see signs and wonders flow through your hands. Here's the deal. We want to get on board with Christ and walk over there and cast a demon out with somebody tomorrow because that makes us look cool, man. I came home with Christ and I'm casting out demons on week one. God won't do that because selfishness, self-righteousness will kick in. Pride will kick in. You'll rise to the top in your own mind and destroy yourself and make the whole kingdom of God and the operation look foolish. So until you're ready to get in your word and be strengthened with might by the inner man, according to Ephesians, you need to read that 16 through 20. Ephesians 3, 16 through 20. You read that 100 times this week. Read it until you get it. When you do that and you start listening to his voice and you start being led and guided by him to go where he tells you and do what he tells you, small things. God will say, you go over there and tell him I love him. Tell him I love him since they were a child. And you don't know. The person knows. When you say them words, it just magically tears them to pieces. They're like, oh my God, I've been hearing that, and I knew that. God's been telling me. I mean, God's already been dealing with them. He'll have the ground fertile. And when you hear his voice and you go over there and you do the ministry that he tells you to do, it'll be ready to be received properly. The person's already been applied. The Holy Spirit's already done the work on the other end. And bam, dynamite, dunamis comes forth. And you don't know what happened. You went over and said three words, and the person's all on fire for Christ all of a sudden because you're a sheep. You heard his voice. You spent time in the Word. You sought him first thing in the morning. Come on, the phone's not ringing. You got to be kidding me, man. I'm out there in the world. I see what's going on. If the whole Martin County's cool, if all Palm Beach County and St. Lucie County's cool, nobody needs to be strengthened with might by the Spirit on the inner man, then, hey, praise God, no wonder the phone ain't ringing. I don't believe that to be true. I don't believe that to be true. And you know who you are. And God's pulling on your heart right now. He's pulling on your heart right now. You're sitting there going, I know I'm wrecked on the inside. And he's right. I go to church and play church, but I don't follow him and I don't hear his voice. I don't care if I hear his voice. I don't want to hear his voice. Yeah, man, if that's you, you need help. You need to change all that around now. You need to change it now. Listen, go to John 15 real quick. Let me show you this. Jesus said, check this out. He said, abide in me and I in you. Abide in me and I in you. That means continue to be in me and let me continue to be in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. He says, I'm the vine. I am the vine. You are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, that's the person that brings forth much fruit. Then he says, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. So if you're not seeing signs, wonders, and things move, if you're not having people helped or on fire for the kingdom of God, that's because without me, you can do nothing. What are we down to? We're down to just a couple minutes? Listen, I'm going to answer this phone real quick. I'm going to have to put them on hold so I can do some closing information. Hang on 1 second, guys. Hey, good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Landon?
I'm wonderful. Is this Brenda?
Yes.
Awesome. Man, good to hear from you. Listen, can you just stay on the line with me for 2 minutes and let me give all this closing announcements? Because I got to get off the air in 3 minutes. So if I talk to you, I won't be able to give the people any of the ways to get in touch with us. So hang on just a minute. Just stay right there, Brenda, okay?
Okay.
All right. I love you, man. I'm glad you called. All right, hang on. So you got that, guys. Here's the deal. He says, abide in me and I abide in you. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself. If you're not abiding in Christ, if you're not dwelling in him richly, if you're not seeking his kingdom, you won't have any operation in your life. You know, Jesus said, if you believe on me, the works that I do, you shall do also, and greater works than these that you see me do, because I go to my Father. What are we seeking? Are we playing Christian or are we a real one? Do we hear his voice? Do we seek his face in the morning? Do we? Listen, let me help you this week. I have to work a lot, so my dad usually handles all the email and Gmail stuff, but let me give it to you because he's very wise. And if need be, he'll get you in contact with me if that's what it takes. Whatever it takes to get you back on board with Christ is what we're here to do. So don't forget this week, WCNO.com. Click on demand. Calendar pops up. Pick Lifeline at 8:30 or whoever. All right? Email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. That's real easy. trylifeline@gmail.com. That's how you get in touch with us during the week. Anytime. trylifeline@gmail.com. Sow your seed, okay? We'd love for you to send some kind of financial gift. We need help paying for the radio ad or paying for this spot, okay? So sow your seed to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Before I get to Brendan, let me give you one verse. This verse always blows people's mind. If you go to the book of Isaiah, write this down real quick. Brendan, listen to this too. Isaiah 45. Okay, we got verse 11 and verse 12. Jesus says this, look, thus says the Lord. Now, this is the final authority. God is saying this. Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons. If you couldn't hear his voice, he wouldn't tell you to ask him for things. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons. And concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. Let me leave you baking on that one. I love you. This is Landon signing off on Lifeline.
Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.